I think what we need to do when we discuss these things is to resolve not simply to debate and argue ever for its own sake, but to try to explore these issues on our own as we study scripture and read books, but then with each other as we get together, with a sense of humility and awe in worship that draws us closer to God and therefore to each other. Rather than that, you know, makes us withdraw from God because we don't understand his ways and his purposes and his intention, and makes us withdraw from each other because we'll have people in the same room. And this is very common. And I talk about Arminianism and Calvinism in the book, and a lot of people are familiar with those terms and some aren't. But generally, Calvinists emphasize more the sovereignty of God than they do the free will of people. And generally, Arminians, while believing in the sovereignty of God, tend to emphasize the free choice, that we can come to him, choose him, follow him, and it's up to us to do so. Well, our problem is that sometimes we end up acting as if these different passages of Scripture, we must choose between them. Instead of simultaneously embrace them. And then we have two different schools of thought that appear to be in opposition. And what happens is, and this happens literally all the time, Calvinists misrepresent Arminians, and Arminians misrepresent Calvinists. And often it's just a complete lack of understanding, because Calvinists read Calvinist books, and Arminians read Arminian books. And even if they don't know what those terms mean, they're in particular circles and churches where certain books are recommended. I know this because I came to faith in Christ as a teenager in a church that was an Arminian church that emphasized human choice more than the sovereignty of God, even though absolutely believed in the sovereignty of God. But nonetheless, everything was all about us and the choices that we needed to make to follow God. And, you know, this was good. And this was right, but at the time I read the books that were recommended to me. And so 90% of the books that I was reading were Arminian books, and every once in a while I'd read a Calvinist book that just stressed the sovereignty of God, and it would just kind of take me back, like, really? I mean, to the point that we really don't have a choice, and some of those books seemed to act as if we really didn't. Then, over the years, as I studied Scripture, and we all go on certain paths of learning, and I was originally an Arminian who slowly became much more Calvinistic, and there are many other people, of course, who were Calvinistic who slowly became more Arminian. So it's not like I'm saying that then I came to the true understanding, but what I'm saying is in my journey, in my understanding of Scripture, that's the direction that I went. I started as a four-point Arminian, with the exception being I believed in eternal security, that we couldn't lose our salvation. And then I ended up as a four-point Calvinist, not five-point, because I do believe that Scripture is clear on the subject of Christ dying not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world, as it explicitly says in 1 John 2:2, and other passages. So here I am now having experienced both sides, but I am very sensitive when I read Calvinistic books, which I read a lot of, that misrepresent Arminians as believing that somehow they can work their way to heaven, what's called a Pelagianism, that our works earn us some merit before God. And I go, you know, when I was an Arminian in my Arminian church, we didn't believe in work salvation at all. Right. I mean, not slightly. And so to say that's what Arminians believe, it's just false. Now, do some Arminians believe that? Sure. And some Calvinists, or really hyper-Calvinists, do believe that there really is essentially no such thing as human choice. But mainstream Calvinists all know that there is very real human choice. And mainstream Orthodox Arminians all know we are saved by the grace of Jesus, not by our work.